Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Okay, we are looking back at Rose, the first ever Christopher Eccleston and Billy Piper episode, the first ever Doctor Who of the new era, new Doctor Who with a U. I don't understand why still. Yes, I was reading a letter that we got from Peter, Earth 2 Peter, not text message Peter. I love how I just, you know, like he's referring to himself as Earth 2 Peter now, and I still insist on explaining the entire backstory. Every time it comes up, in case someone's new. I mean, you've always got to think of new people. Hello, new people, if you're here, welcome aboard. Speaking of welcome aboard, Rebecca has joined Patreon. Welcome, Rebecca. I hope you enjoy your bonus episodes. This week we have bonus episodes about the... Oh, I did one about the Big Finish Dalek Universe 3 because I've been going through all of their David Tennant stuff. Well, not all of it, but all the most recent stuff that I haven't listened to yet. And I got through all of the Dalek Universe ones. And Dalek Universe 3 is the latest one, which is out this week sometime. Possibly, yeah, if you're not on Patreon, then it's today. And you can join Patreon and hear it. Big Finish episodes go to the theorizer and theorist levels. Theoretician and theorist level. I don't even know what they're called anymore. There's theorizer, which is the $1 a month level. They don't get the Big Finish ones, but they do get binge episodes every week. Theorist, which is $3 a month, gets the Big Finish episodes. And theoretician, which is $6 a month, they get the all of the above, plus also the weekly, usually, episodes about the Doctor Who comic strips. And we're about to go and listen to, I say listen to even though it's a comic book, I read it and you listen to me read it. It's Hunters of the Burning Stone, which features Ian and Barbara and the 11th Doctor. So it was for the 50th anniversary. It was the comic book version of Day of the Doctor. So it's all very exciting. Anyway, that's what's going on Patreon. Anyway, welcome, Rebecca. I hope you're having a good time on there. We're reading a letter from Peter who has, you know, debunked my theory about whether or not the Gallifreyans were descended from apes and look like people. And I thought maybe they had a perception filter. But both Jeff on Patreon and Earth 2 Peter have pretty much, you know, put me in my place. It's not all my theories come true. I don't know if anyone ever watched Whovians, but maybe like 1 in 10. I had a lot of theories. They can't all be gems. Peter says, I have one annoyance with the Ninth Doctor. And a catchphrase in the show, which is lots of planets have a north. I mean, look, I get your annoyance, but I feel like it was, you know, it was expedient for the time. So he says, well, lots of countries also have a north, and they're all different. Does Gallifrey really have just the one BBC accent throughout the whole planet? I mean, it does seem like that during Deadly Assassin and also the Three Doctors when you go to Gallifrey and the... Oh, my God, the War Games, I got to go off, right? Like, it's very British, and it's very RP British. He said, for Aussies, if we heard someone say lots of planets have a north, we'd expect to hear someone talking through their nose with a strong Aussie inflection who runs a fish and chip shop with red hair. That's probably from a bottle these days and have strong views that most people don't agree with. Oh, my God. For people overseas, he's referring to a woman by the name of Pauline Hanson, who was elected to the Senate at some point, and her maiden speech, which I think is an inherently misogynist term as well. I don't think we should. I think first speech is probably the better way to refer to it. But, yeah, her first speech to Parliament, because, you know, whenever... A new person is elected, they make their first speech and they're allowed to just rabbit on about whatever they feel like. Like, oh, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. And she just went on a anti-Asian, anti-Aboriginal rant that was horrific. And then she formed her own party that, you know, elected a whole bunch of very strange people. Anyway. I kind of suspect she was there to make the government of the time, who also were enacting a lot of racist policies, to make them look less racist. But, yeah, she was no good. Another Australian who is from the very far north. So she's from, like, where was she from? Mackay? I can't even remember now. Someone from the very far north of Queensland. Is Bob Catter, who you might have seen. He's been in Parliament for a million years. He also has his own party. And he is a very interesting and unique individual. He's probably not as horrific as Pauline. Like, he's a bit more measured. But sometimes, like, there's a great video of him kind of laughing and then talking about people getting eaten by crocodiles, and then he gets all sad and angry. It's really strange, but that's Bob Catter. He's an odd dude. But yeah, our north is very close to the equator. So, you know, it's, I guess it's kind of like upside down. Like, you know how in America, like, all the people in Florida are a little bit doolally. In Australia, it's the Gold Coast. Like, seriously, like, I love the Gold Coast. I love going there. But, oh, my God, whenever you see a news story about someone who's been arrested on the Gold Coast for something or another, it's usually, like, there's a Twitter account called Florida Man, which is just about, you know, people being lunatic in Florida. Like, at any time someone gets arrested. But yeah, it's hectic. Anyway, thank you, Earth 2 Peter, for reminding us that different planets have a north. I think it's like one of those things, because, you know, my theory for how it works in the show is Rose says, how come you sound like you're from the north? And the doctor's like, lots of planets have a north. And rather than us taking that to mean, oh, Gallifrey has a north, because later on there was a scene, which I think was cut out in the end, where the reason David Tennant speaks with kind of his Dick Van Dyke Cockney accent rather than his natural Scottish brogue is because he's kind of imprinted on Rose, and, you know, that's where that accent comes from. Because it would make sense, really, if he was, you know, for him to have his natural accent. I love that, like, we're getting another Scottish doctor. Like, there have been so many. Like, McCoy was Scottish. Capaldi was Scottish. Tennant was Scottish, but he didn't speak it in the show. And now Shooty's going to be, like, it's amazing. But, yeah, I think it's that, like, it was just a justification, you know, to Rose for why he spoke like that. And not implying maybe that Gallifrey has a north and that's why he had that accent. But, you know, just like, this accent is not, you don't just have to be from the north. I mean, Jodie was from the north, like, you know. Anyway, I think, yeah, I think it's just lots of planets have a north. Just sort of shut up. I don't want to explain it. And again, maybe this is the perception filter. Maybe he's speaking in Gallifreyan. The TARDIS is translating it. And the TARDIS, when he regenerated, just picked up on someone who was northern and was like, yeah, that's going to have to do for anyone in the British Isles. Like, maybe when he's talking to an Italian person, they hear someone from Sicily, or they hear someone from Palermo, or they hear someone from Milan, or, you know, like who knows where, like, they act, because they have, like, that's a different accent. Different Italians have different accents and also different dialects. Like, so maybe if the doctor was here, I mean, we speak English, so we'll probably hear Northern English. So, but yeah, maybe if you're in Germany, you hear a different accent. Maybe, like, who knows? Who knows how this TARDIS weird or auditory perception filter works? I love that it's now an auditory perception filter instead of the telepathic circuits. I've just decided that's what it is. It could be that it's, but, and also it clearly seems related to the Doctor, as has been pointed out with the tea waking the Doctor up and then the translation working. So it's not related to the TARDIS, it's related to the Doctor. So the Doctor being unconscious means it doesn't work. So I found that interesting. So yeah, look, I think let's just all agree to disagree that lots of planets have a north and lots of planets have a very different way of speaking in the north. All right, we'll continue our discussions in the next episode. More Rose, and we're also going to go back to an unearthly child.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.